make it now.
Well, hey, my friends. Welcome to the show, the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the world news, the latest updates, and all the stuff you need to know about everything that's going on.
Bringing you the latest world news and health research, friends.
I'll change it up a little bit. And yeah, I was throwing another Fit Food together with the collagen and the purple sticks. I've been liking this stack together. You know, we put together the Fit Food and the purple sticks, kind of a morning shake. I didn't get my eggs this morning. I was up real early getting stuff prepped for the show, and kind of just started doing a GHI fast right when I woke up, actually. And now I was like, I'm getting hungry again. So I was going to run these two. The collagen, what I've noticed, it really does a good job, especially if you're trying to cut back on morning calories. It really staves off your appetite because it's just straight protein.
I'm trying to cut up for summer again.
Well, it is Florida, and it is summer.
You know, I've got to get all these friends come down. They always want to go to the beach and lay out in the sun. And we did all that when we were kids. And I'm like, no.
I like the beach.
I don't mind sitting under an umbrella. You know, with clothes on, with a hat and sunglasses.
I'll tell you one thing that's fun to do, and you can still do it. Just go at the right time so it's not crowded. It's really fun to take a four-wheel drive vehicle out on the beach at Daytona and go park out there.
Will they still let you do that?
Oh, yeah, they still let you drive.
So you go around all the barriers with that.
No, well, you got to go up on the road on A1A and back around on some of them.
Still.
Now, if you go up north Daytona, if you get past the Hilton and past the Plaza, once you get up there, there's no more barriers. You can just take it straight north.
When I was a kid, you know, it was great. We could drive. You could drive 50 miles on that beach.
That was pretty cool.
It was. I remember one time I was out there and somebody left their car parked out, right?
Tidal.
Yeah. The car was washing out at sea.
Oh, it'll take it.
No, it was out. I mean, it was on the car was like submerged. Yeah. When the wave would come back, it would, you know, just show up again. And they had a bunch of people to run out there and try to grab it and drag it in so it wouldn't pollute everything.
We had an F-250 we tried to pull out one time. Some guy left it on the beach, went back to his hotel, passed out. We go out there, the truck's, you know, up to the doors in sand. I mean, it's just sunk. Like, the tide
run.
It sucked. And I was like, we put some snatch chains on. I said, you're going to take a wrecker. This thing is suctioned down in Florida beach sand. You're not getting it out. And they had to bring a doggone wrecker out there with a winch. And the truck was totaled.
Did it even fire up?
No. It was because it had already been submerged and the tide went back out and it was stuck in the sand.
Submerged in salt water.
Submerged in salt water, yeah. So,
by the way, this is interesting. China has slammed Donald Trump's extremely shameless trade war in a fiery rant. And the man says, let those peasants in the U.S. wail. Peasants. You know, the top.
He referred to us?
He's not referring to me that low life, but he's referring to the Americans, I guess. Well, I guess he's referring to all of us,
including peasants.
Yeah, a top Chinese official slammed President Trump's 145% tariffs as brutally unreasonable and warned the trade war would backfire, causing American peasants who will suffer from the fallout.
Peasants.
Yeah.
I don't really care to be called a peasant. That kind of irritates me.
Does he really think this is going to help? He goes, let those peasants in the United States wail in front of the 5,000 years of Chinese civilization. Yeah.
Why don't they come over and do something about it?
I think they might be planning to get that aggressive.
Why don't you do something?
Well, you know, it's just the whole thing about it is this. You know,
peasant, come on. Man.
You know, China has for years, you know, basically suckled off the United States. And
they have.
No, because of China. Because of
China wouldn't be China if it wasn't the United States now.
We talked about this with Bill Clinton and what he did years ago by giving them most favored status. And the sad part about it is it's just, you know, it's just a sad way to go.
Well, I saw, too, the Hong Kong. They're saying now they're going to halt postal service to U.S.-bound goods via sea starting today. And then they're suspending all airmail postal service starting the 27th.
Well, good. It'll start. Maybe our postal system in the United States will get better. Then.
That's actually a valid point. I didn't think about that. I bet you we're going to start having a lot more efficiency now if these clowns stop sending stuff in. This is going to hurt some people on eBay and Amazon that do drop shipping from China. But the vast majority of people, as far as I'm concerned, man, is try to buy stuff local. Try to buy stuff companies online that you work with that value you, that build stuff in America. I know it's hard to do now. But golly, it reaches a certain point. Like, are we really going to let China start talking to the entire American population like this, calling us peasants?
Apparently, the American people really don't care. You know, I mean, because quite frankly, you know,
Kim Kardashian's back on TV.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so funny. Katy Perry now has basically had that little astronaut thing, and apparently she was wearing some kind of baphomet patch.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Now, you know, she basically openly has said that she sold her soul to the devil, but she said that years ago. And so, you know, it's a shame, too, because she actually started off and actually released her first song as a gospel singer back when she was 15 years old. Her parents were traveling evangelists. In fact, our buddy David knows them.
Yep.
And he said that she's, you know, she fell a long ways from where she needed to be.
Well, the music industry's dark, man. They try to drag you into it.
Well, I remember one time he was in a sermon. He mentioned that he knew her. And I texted him back. And I said, dude, you don't need to be mentioning her at all. Not promoting her anymore. I said, not anymore. Oh, by the way, parents accused of kidnapping their own children from state custody after refusing vaccines, and Texas cooperates with their extradition back to the deep blue state of Massachusetts. Wait a minute. These parents decided they were not going to vaccinate their children in Massachusetts.
Wow.
The Department of Family Services in Massachusetts under fire for taking custody of five children after a pediatrician reported their parents for allegedly refusing to vaccinate their nine-month-old baby due to religious beliefs.
Wow.
That the homeschooling parents, Isabel Rivera and Ruth Incarnation, were later arrested for familial kidnapping last month when they fled to Texas to escape the DCF. They took off with their five kids because, I mean, you can't move to another state in the United States anymore. The department launched an investigation into the family in February after their piece of garbage, I'm trying not to say something really ugly, pediatrician filed a 51A child neglect report where the parents declined vaccination for the baby boy on religious grounds. Massachusetts allows religious exemptions for child vaccination, but the pediatrician didn't want to have any of this. They didn't want to participate. The doctor said if we didn't vaccinate, he'd have to report us, according to the Boston Broadside. And so what happened, then their attorney, Kevin Carson, said that there wasn't any basis for neglect. I don't think a 51A would have been filed in the first place, he told COMFLM reporter John Alstrick. Noted the doctor's appointment, the child was completely healthy, and the baby just needed the shots. Well, didn't need the shots. They wanted to give the baby shots.
They're homeschoolers, too.
Yeah, he left a notice on the family door demanding a home visit, which the parents refused, the DCF. What followed was dramatic escalation, according to the newspaper. Fitchburg police, at the direction of Leo Minister, DCF, allegedly surrounded their apartment, banging on the doors and circling the property for 30 minutes like a bunch of vultures waiting for a kill. I added that. Leading to hide in the closet with their five children. The police and DCF came back in greater numbers the next day, and the family decided to flee Massachusetts. And then they decided to move. That triggered a nationwide manhunt. Think about that, friends.
We have nothing else to do. It's Amber Alerts.
And what is wrong with Texas? By local, state, and federal law enforcement authorities, before the family reported missing, the DCF filed a care and protection petition with the court for an emergency order to take custody of the children. It largely accused the DCF of having overstepped their bounds with this very drastic thing they did. Hopefully this plays out in the course in favorable terms of the family. What they have experienced to date is a way outside of the bounds of what anyone would call free country would ever have to endure. I mean, they came to Texas, and the Texas cooperated with them to seize the five children.
This is unreal to me. This is a crazy story. I'm reading about it too. I mean, it's what's crazy about it is it's on alt media, or it's on alt media, but a lot of the small companies, as far as small media, are covered it, but no mainstream media is covered at all. And what's wild about this is, you know, imagine if DCF and agencies put this much time into finding kids that are being trafficked, sex trafficked. Well, you know, I mean, they're from Massachusetts to Texas.
I mean, you how do you kidnap your own children?
They're legal custody of them. Custody of them.
They said they kidnapped their own children. The crazy part about all of this stuff, you stop and you think about it, you go, what's wrong with these people? I remember years ago, I had a friend of mine. He had an ex-employee who had to get a restraining order against his ex-employee because the ex-employee threatened to kill the entire family.
Yeah.
And I remember that ex-employee then filed, you know, a complaint with DCF against
my – Remember that? Yep.
And for no reason whatsoever, just to go ahead and rake this guy over the coals. And DCF shows up at this guy's house and wants to have a copy of the last 5 years' tax returns.
Yeah.
Says that they can make it easier, hard. They can make it – you know, they're going to push you. They're going to drag him in court for 4 to 5 years. So my friend just hired an attorney. So how about that? So the attorney called the guy up right on the spot and said, get out of his house. The kids are fine.
Yeah.
And it dragged on for over a year until DCF dropped all the stuff, dropped the investigation, had a final little chit-chat with the kids.
Well, you got two giant issues in this country that really need reform. A, you have the DCF and the anonymous calls you have, and you also have the red flag gun laws. Both those two are very similar situations where you got random people call in, oh, we think so-and-so's acting crazy, and he has a firearm. Well, so-and-so's not even doing anything. He's in his house chilling, but his neighbor's angry at them, and all of a sudden law enforcement goes and gets a red flag search warrant. They have the ability to seize all the weapons for no reason whatsoever. They take all your guns, give you a receipt. You got to go back to court and prove that you didn't do anything wrong. This is what happens with DCF. They come in and say, well, we need to investigate this. Now, I get it. There are some parents out there.
All I can do is say, don't need to be involved. All I have to say is this, lawyer up as fast as possible. Yeah. You know, don't talk to them. Lawyer up as fast as possible. Have the lawyer present when they show up and just say, we're going to have an attorney involved. And have the attorney talk to them, and the attorney can just tell them to leave. And or they can in most cases, unless they see some evidence of abuse.
Right.
That becomes a real problem.
Now, this is a crazy story talking about the misuse of CDC funds and how these small towns are being overridden. Said they call it astroturfing. This topic announced here in a North Dakota town commissioners voted Monday to stop fluoridating the town's water supply. Kudos to these guys. This is in Washburg. They said now they put evidence for this in the months leading up to what the commissioners thought would be a small town local debate. They've now uncovered federally funded, coordinated lobbying scheme by state actors and national fluoride lobbying groups to crush efforts by the small town to stop fluoridating the water supply.
No surprise here.
No surprise. And I guarantee you, you dig back into this, you'll find that a lot of these individuals that were involved in this and this local aspect of trying to fight this and push back and demand fluoride in, guarantee it goes back to some of the Masons as well. Some of these areas.
Well, and the Masons and also these different organizations in the federal government that are funded by the USAID again.
Yeah.
It probably basically was funded through something that was either a subsidiary of that. And that's where they got the money in there, and they're using it now to go against these guys. You know, I had read years ago that the first use of fluoride was in the concentration camps in Germany.
Yeah, that's
because
what they say.
Because that's what I've read. Now, I can't prove that because I wasn't in a concentration camp. But the crazy part about it was is they said that the inmates wouldn't take the pills. They just spit them out. But if they put if they put fluoride in the water supply, it would make them, you know, infertile and servile. And makes them basically they work because these were slave labor camps. They didn't sit around doing nothing. They were making munitions in most of these camps. And that's why there were 4.5 million Jews still alive in concentration camps after the war. They didn't get killed. They were basically being used as slave labor. Why would you kill your own labor force? Just thought I'd mention that. And I'm not saying there weren't people being killed in concentration camps, because simply that is not true. There were people being killed in concentration camps. But the crazy part about it is that, you know, they learned about the fluoride in 1946, 1945 when they went into Dachau. And then all of a sudden in 1946, they start putting fluoride in our water supply. I mean, think about that for a second. That makes the inmates servile and infertile. And, of course, we've had a massive drop in IQ points now in the United States since they started dumping fluoride in the water. Harvard did that research study, by the way. And by the way, Harvard is now telling the Trump administration to pound salt because they're going to cut down billions of dollars in basically, protocols and all types of research is being done at Harvard because Harvard was not getting rid of all the anti-Semites. Well, Harvard, what the Trump administration doesn't realize is that Harvard has billions and billions and billions of dollars already, you know, in its funding from all of the people that have gone to Harvard. You know, it's one of the most lucrative, you know, organizations and universities in the world as far as its money that's been given to it. You know, I know Florida State and a lot of other colleges have to struggle trying to get money. It's like, you know, Texas A&M. When Jimbo Fisher went there, you know, Jimbo Fisher wanted to have this big athletic facility at Florida State, and they weren't going to put all the money into it. Texas A&M just stroked a check for Jimbo Fisher, had him come there and put this giant facility in. You know, when you have these colleges that are so well endowed that they basically can do whatever they want to do, threatening to take some of their funding away from the federal government, doesn't mean anything to them. My kudos are off to Harvard on this, by the way. Now, don't get me wrong. My sister graduated from Harvard with her PhD. And, you know, it's a good organization as far as from an educational standpoint, exceedingly liberal. I don't care about that at all. But they do have some very, very intelligent people that go there. And I like the fact that they're allowing people in the United States to protest against what's going on in Gaza on their campuses and not straight throwing them out. And so I find it fascinating they refuse to do this because, quite frankly, if you don't allow students to say what needs to be said about certain atrocities that are occurring around the world, be it, you know, Tiananmen Square, be it Harvard, be it anything that's bad, then how in the world are we going to get these students to be actively involved in politics and the rest of their life as far as helping to govern their own countries?
Well, you're right about that.
No, they've got to learn. They've got to say something. So just shut up.
Well, and one of the things they've done in the media is they've tried to go in and paint the picture of anybody that protests anything about Gaza is essentially they're going out and they're terrorizing. Well, not just that they're terrorizing and vandalizing. And there may be some individuals involved in those groups that have done some things, vandalism and, you know, destruction of private property that we don't agree with. But at the end of the day, everybody should have the right to be able to speak their mind if they don't agree with
something. Well, you got to remember, though, if you don't have First Amendments and you're not an American citizen, apparently you don't. Oh, by the way, one of the folks out there, you know, made a comment. They said, You know, this is just, I'm just going to read what he says. So make America great again means investing $500 billion into AI infrastructure, announcing AI-driven mRNA vaccines for cancer, refusing to release the full Epstein client list, moving forward with the enforcement of the Real ID, the federal biometric ID system and security, aligning with technocratic transhumanists like Musk and Deal, escalating U.S. military involvement and support in the ongoing Middle East mess, conflating criticism of the Israel government with anti-Semitism.
There you go.
I'm going to read that again. Conflating criticism of the Israeli government with anti-Semitism, sending billions more aid to Israel, and using the most prominent voice of the medical freedom movement, which is Kennedy, to publicly promote the MMR vaccine, which they've done. They have done that. Once he claimed the one that he used to question. All while showing zero indication of the corruption within the CIA, the FBI, the CDC, the FDA, TSA, NSA, and or any other three-letter agency is being dealt with while the Federal Reserve continues pumping along untouched and unscathed.
There you go.
And let's not forget the Department of, you know, the alcohol, tobacco.
Oh, ATF.
They're not being touched. So all of these organizations.
Well, they have gotten snatched back a little bit by Pam Bondi with some of the stuff they're doing.
Well, now they've got 20,000 IRS workers are saying that they will allow, they will go ahead and resign.
Will they? That's such an overbloated. Remember,
he added 80,000.
80,000, yes. I mean, some obscene amount of money. And you got to start looking at it. When you start adding that level of people to payroll, you have to justify your own existence and your own position at a company.
Well, that's why they can't send Elon Musk five things they did last
year. Yeah. I mean, how do you really have an agency that you add 80,000 employees to that quickly and you justify that everybody has an extremely major job description that they're working on? 80,000 employees for one agency?
Well, I've got a friend of mine over in Orlando. He started a company and he ended up overbloating himself. He needed about 100 employees for what he was doing after a few years. He had 500 employees. Finally, they had to bring a CFO in to come in and just cut,
almost, chop it up.
They had to come in and basically get rid of 80%, 90% of doggone employees because they were all doing nothing. I had another friend of mine who was a medical doctor, and he had 25 people on staff.
Yep.
You know, for his chiropractic office, and you know, and so he's an MD and chiropractor, and he finally, you know, I finally told him, I said, "What are you doing, dude?"
Well, and you know, you've taught me this a lot in business, and we've done this at Health Masters, and I appreciate you guys always taking care of us at Health Masters, is we always try to scale as far as employees up at, you know, the lowest manageable aspect as far as where everybody, if they got to work more.
Keep our prices down.
They work more, but instead of going in and saying, hey, at a peak time, we could use 6 or 7 employees, but we could probably use 3 or 4, but everybody just works more and makes a little bit more money and has to work a little bit more. That's okay. When you start adding 5, 10, 15, 20 employees because you have a peak month.
Hundreds sometimes.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, well, we had a peak month. Well, now the next 3 months are slow. Well, now you got all these new people you hire that are sitting around going, well, what do we do now? Well,
this company does about $100 million in sales. And the thing about it, that's what they have had 500 people working for them.
Yeah.
The problem is that a lot of them just sit there and just paint their nails and file their fingernails.
And a lot of this happened with these agencies and these companies during COVID. When the companies were booming and the money was flowing and the COVID cash was running through the streets like blood and everybody had trillions of dollars that got injected into the market, these companies were doing really well. Everybody saw an increase in sales. Well, the problem is that everybody started hiring craze. So they hired more and more and more people, and now everybody's starting to pay the price for some of these companies and having to lay people off. And also, too, speaking of also really great things, now I saw this article here earlier that came up. So I told you guys I was talking about the collagen earlier. This is a really cool article here. Put it on camera for Rich. This is a new article that came out. It said collagen craze. And it's ironic because we've been carrying collagen for like 2 decades. And now, remember, you guys, I made this one for you guys, as raw as it gets, no flavoring, doesn't taste bad. It's just type 1 and type 2 beef collagen peptides, grass-fed. They said the 10 compelling reasons to jump on the collagen peptide bandwagon. And this is a pretty cool article here because a lot of people are starting to jump on it, but a lot of people that you guys, especially our listeners, have already been taking this stuff for years, know why it's so important. And it talks about how the different types of collagen, type 1 for basically crucial skin, bone, tendons, and type 2 for joint support. That's why you want to have one that takes 2. Takes 1 and 2. And it said, beyond serving as basic building blocks, collagen also releases bioactive peptides to protect your skin with antioxidant properties. It said collagen is often linked to usefulness It declines, often evidenced by aging signs such as wrinkles, sagging skin, joint pain, and exacerbated by lifestyle choices such as smoking, high sugar intake, and stress. Anyone over the age of 30 can benefit from adding collagen supplementation. It said the top 10 here, said the first one is it plumps up the skin. This is a big one for a lot of people that are trying to stay anti-aging aspects. It says research indicates that collagen supplements can notably enhance skin hydration, elasticity, and diminish the appearance of wrinkles. Another R1 here is number 2. It says reduce joint pain and stiffness. Now, this is a big one because I know Dad was having some issues with his knee the last couple months, and he started running this stuff and basically doing some different stretches, and he's had a significant improvement in his knee since we switched over to this new formula here. Because remember, the collagen supplementation combined with exercise suggests it can significantly improve joint function and reduce pain. It said, especially when taking at least 15 grams a day, and ours is almost, I think, almost 20 grams total per 2 scoops is what I recommend on here. It says improves muscle health and recovery. This I went into detail in a week and a half ago when you combine whey protein with collagen. What it does is almost a synergistic factor in repairing muscle tissue and repairing joints after a strenuous workout. Another one here is it reduces bone loss. It says essentially the decline with age can result in lower bone density. However, research indicates that long-term use of collagen peptides significantly boost bone mineral density in postmenopausal women, offered a potential solution for bone health. Another one here, speeds wound healing. This is why I always recommend, if you've got a broken bone, if you have a laceration, if you've got something you're trying to heal up, collagen is your friend. It's a staple in topical wound care. Studies showcase oral collagen supplementation's role in healing severe burns. They also said consuming collagen experienced quicker recovery and increased nutritional markers, leading to reduced hospitalization time, improved sleep. Study on active men with sleep disturbances showed that consuming collagen supplements at bedtime resulted in fewer nighttime awakenings and enhanced cognitive function upon awakening. Promotes gut health. Collagen is a key component of intestinal lining. This is crucial. Research involving healthy women revealed that consuming 20 grams of collagen peptides daily over 8 weeks significantly reduced digestive issues such as bloating, pointing to collagen supplements' potential as supportive elements in diet. This is crucial for the gut. Boost immunity. One of the key components, glutamine, is essential for a robust immune system. Collagen aids in strengthening the gut lining, which prevents entry of harmful bacteria, thus helping the immune system. Aids in weight management. I told you guys that earlier today. I've noticed when you take this stuff, it really blunts your appetite. So if you're taking a supplement like a meal replacement, like the Fit Food or the GHI, you can go in, you can go in and add it to the product, add it to your shake, and it'll really help out with keeping you feel fuller and also increasing recovery, especially if you're exercising. The last one on here says it improves cardiovascular intake or health. It says research indicates that collagen peptide supplements can reduce fat mass, low-density lipoprotein, cholesterol, LDLs, enhance fat-free mass, and lower systolic blood pressure. This points to collagen's possible effectiveness in promoting a healthy heart and circulatory system. I mean, just that in itself alone would make me want to stay on this product all the time. That's why I continually run it, and I tell everybody else to run it as well.
This is 1 pound, 4 ounces.
Correct.
Okay. What's our price on this?
Retail's $49.99, but it's on sale right now for Product of the Week. Everybody voted for it. It's like $42, $43.
The price on this product is way too low.
Is it?
It is. Oh. If you look at collagen peptides that are high quality like this, I'm letting you guys know
that. Well, I don't try to run the products. No, price I know. No, I try to take care of everybody.
We keep our staff low. I told you that. We just talked about
this.
Normally, a product like this would be over $100.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen it.
Well, that was raw. There's no fillers in that. You know what I told you when I was making it?
I know it's pharmaceutical grade. It's professional use. I use 4 scoops a day with Van.
You break it up? Two scoops?
No, I take it. So I end up having taken 2 scoops a day.
Okay.
And now what I did, I was having some problems with my left knee. And I was getting frustrated because it was not getting better.
Yeah.
I would try to do leg curls. I didn't even tell you this. Every time I try to do a leg curl, which is lay flat on the bench and you curl your legs for your leg biceps, I couldn't even get full extension on my left leg without excruciating pain in my left knee. It felt like somebody was sticking a knife in it.
Really?
Yeah. And so I started taking this collagen peptide, several months ago. But I also I did one other thing too. So I want to make sure you guys understand what I did. I started doing calf raises again.
Stretching that Achilles tendon out.
And I would do the seated calf raises.
Okay.
Okay. And then that way you get full extension down with your
if ankles. Somebody didn't have access to a gym, could they do them on like a platform?
Yeah, I talked about it the other day.
Stairs or
don't use stairs. Don't use stairs. Okay? I don't.
Well, I thought the bottom stair, if you're holding on the rail or something.
Don't use stairs. I could just see horrible things happening with stairs.
Well, I guess can't recommend it.
No, they could get a 2x8.
Yeah.
Okay. A 2x8, nail it to the floor. Okay.
Disclaimer, no liability here.
So it doesn't move. And get something to hold on to, okay? Because you got to remember, not everybody's in great shape as far as balance. And basically put their balls of their feet on the 2x8 and then drops the heels down 2 inches down. And then that really makes a big difference. It really stretches out the
Achilles tendon. Well, you told me before, especially a lot of people, you see them as they get older and they start shuffling their feet more, their strides get shorter. And a lot of it is because of the flexibility of the foot.
Well, there was a guy named Tim Conway years ago. And he used to have the old man walk. He'd do it on purpose. He'd take little tiny shuffle steps.
Yeah.
And everybody would laugh. Oh, it's funny. And now I see people that basically are even younger than I am doing the little shuffle walk.
Well, Biden was a perfect example of
that. Oh, yeah, because they sit too much and they don't stretch out the Achilles tendon. It starts binding up on them. I've seen it with former athletes who sit around and are sedentary.
Yeah.
Even if they work out, if they don't start stretching that Achilles tendon out. But anyhow, I start taking the collagen and start stretching out my Achilles tendon. And guess what? My knee doesn't hurt at all anymore.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing leg press again. You know, I mean, the other day we did what, 6-8 sets of 30 reps.
Yeah, you're doing some volume, boy.
I don't use a lot of weight. I only use like a, 45 pounds, 145 on each side.
Okay.
And then on calves, I really have stepped it up now too. My calves are getting bigger.
I know, they're blowing up again. That muscle memory.
Yeah. And because they were pretty big when I was in college. And so but no more knee issues at all.
Good.
And so the recovery with that dog on collagen is so
fast.
Well,
I noticed too, like as I was talking to my buddy who works with me, he's been training with me now, so he's a lineman. He's been running some of this stuff and he said the same things, recovery time after a heavy training.
And he was having the same thing with the back of his knee, and I talked about that last time.
Stretch
start out. Stretching that thing out with that collagen.
Yep.
And because he same thing with his knee. Because those knees, remember that Achilles tendon, that there's all these ligaments, they wrap around the back of the knee.
Yeah.
It holds everything stable down there. And if you don't stretch those things out, like I said, a 2x8 nail to the floor so it doesn't move. Well, no, because what happens if they trip trying to do it?
I know. Ted told me to do this.
Oh, yeah.
I fell down the stairs. Why'd you do calf raise at the top of the stairs?
You tumble down. No. Well, you're not a stunt guy. If your Achilles tendon is that tight, you roll down the stairs backwards, you're going to get hurt really bad. Because your body's not going to flex very much. Just a heads up.
We don't need any emails on that. Also, this is wild news now, too. This is sad, but it's happening very clearly why it's happening. They said many kids are not getting enough vitamin D. Here's why. Why it matters.
No sun.
One of them, A, is the fact that they're not. And what's crazy about this, the study recruited 213 children, adolescents from South Florida. This is down in like Miami area.
They cover them up with.
There you go. They go into detail here talking about how the kids, they had 68% of these kids had suboptimal vitamin D levels. And they said, considering South Florida is an area with plenty of sunshine year round, the results were startling. And they connected as far as the health between vitamin D and health. Vitamin D, we've talked about vitamin D for years. I don't have to do a whole show on
that. It's how you stop rickets.
It's how you stop rickets, how you maintain the immune systems, how you fight off viruses. Vitamin D is crucial. You can read all the articles we have on that. But one thing they found here is that a lot of the kids now, A, when they go outside or they go to the beach, they're getting doused. And I mean sarcastically, like half a gallon of sunscreen.
I see them spraying all.
Paint, they come out like a paint gun with a hopper.
And it's the zinc sunscreen, and nothing's getting through it.
No. And then they turn around, and then after they do that, they sit inside the entire week, or they sit in school on their tablets. Mm-hmm. They sit inside in their bedroom on their video games, and they're not getting any activity out in the sun. Obviously, being out in the sun in Florida, you can get burned pretty quick. So don't tell me Austin told me to come down to Florida and not wear sunscreen for a week, and then you call me and you're all cooked. You look like a lobster. That's not healthy either. But being able to get direct and indirect sunlight on skin that doesn't have any sunscreen on it is crucial. Not necessarily hours. They say the best time is actually first thing in the morning.
Well, the thing about it is vitamin D is so important to our bodies and to God when he made us.
Yeah.
That he gives our skin the ability to manufacture
it.
And by the way, it makes it through cholesterol. Just thought I'd mention that. So if your cholesterol is too low, you can't make enough vitamin D. And also that the cholesterol also affects the other hormones in the body too. Always remember that. Let me tell you a set of stairs funny story.
Stairs?
Stairs, yeah.
Okay.
Funny story.
Oh, boy.
Years ago, we've been invited to a conference out there in Missouri. What's that one fancy place? Branson, Missouri. And a TV evangelist that I don't support whatsoever, nor am I going to mention his name, had invited us out of this conference through a friend who was good friends with this TV evangelist. And basically, we were in this back room, and your mom was with me. And it was so funny. She was carrying a glass Voss bottle. You know,
back when you used to be able to get those.
Oh, yeah. This is 20 years.
Those are great back in the day, by the way.
About 20 years
ago. We still got some of them. We saved some.
And what was so funny, so we're standing here, and we're looking into this room. There's two steps going down, and, you know, into this room. They're like 10 inches each. And, you know, there's like, you know, 100, 200 people in this room. It's like a meeting, you know, before the conference. And your mom is sitting there. She was so poised. She it was so funny. The first time I saw her walk, she was in a white sweater dress. It's a funny story. And her feet didn't move.
She kind of floated.
No, she floated.
She did. It was funny.
It was weird. Because she was a runway model. And so they had taught her how to glide.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm looking at her. I'm going, her feet aren't moving.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't see the feet. And she's like it's like Morticia, you know, with Gomez and the Addams Family. You know? But she was great. No, she was
way better than that.
No, she was a true lady. Yeah. She was a gorgeous woman. But I remember, so she glided into the room, looked around, didn't see the steps.
Oh, gosh.
And down she goes. Voss bottle flies through the air. She's falling. I'm looking at her beside me. I said, this is great. You know? And, you know, it all happened so fast.
So fast,
I immediately reached underneath her. Grabbed her by her stomach, and she's dangling on my arm. Her feet are off the ground. Her bicep, her arms are up in the air. Bottle hits the floor.
Glad you're still training crashes. Arms.
Oh, yeah. And I still curl. Maybe I could curl a lot. Obviously, I curled her.
Yeah.
And then I pulled it back up again, and David Crank yells out, Sharon Brower's water broke.
Oh, you know,
because everybody was looking at her, dangling on my arm with a Voss bottle and glass everywhere. And that's why I'm telling you, don't do calf raises on stairs if you want the segue. It's too easy to fall. And same thing, you know, what I would always do with your mom, if I was on an escalator, as I was always on the downside, in case she tripped, I could catch her.
Yeah, the bottom side.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I was a kid, I would be so energetic.
My God,
you used to bet. He's like, I bet you can't run up the escalators the opposite way. Oh. I'd run up the opposite. I just thought about that.
That was at the Millennium Mall.
Yes.
Over and over.
I had a lot of energy, man. I was hyper.
My gosh.
Still hyper.
It was,
I'd go up the opposite side, run up the opposite side.
Don't let your kids do that. It's unbelievably dangerous.
Back before we knew how dangerous escalators were.
But it was like running stadium steps, man. You never ran these stadiums.
Cardio. My cardio was jiu-jitsu and motocross and running escalators.
You were a neglectful parent, Ted.
No.
But, you know, it's so funny. Yesterday,
always right there.
This is a funny story. So yesterday, I have a talk with Harrison. I'm on the phone with him about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, brilliant kid. Like, all my kids are brilliant. And he says, well, you need to apologize for all the things you did wrong to the children. And I looked at him, I said, whoa, what about all the things they did wrong to me? And I said, well, they were children. I'm like, well, I've already apologized to them before if I ever did any kind of correct parenting. Nobody comes with an owner's manual. You don't know how to handle it. And I remember when Austin was little, my mom, you know, was a single parent. You know, everybody makes mistakes. And I'd say to Sharon, well, Austin's doing this. What should we do? See, what would my mom do? And I'd say, oh, let's do the exact opposite of what our mom would do. And you think, well, that's awful, Ted.
No,
but the problem is nobody comes with the owner's manual when you get a kid. And I've learned something with four different children. They're all different. Every one of them are different. They all turn out different ways. They all have different hobbies. They all have different likes and wants and dislikes. And so, you know, it's interesting to me how, you know, we go through life and we just want to pick the little bad points of our life that we don't like rather than looking at all the positive things that our parents did for us.
You know what I think? I think Harrison's right about that. I think you can write a blanket apology pardon. I apologize for any way that I offended you at any point in time, signed Theodore Brower.
Well, no, and I have to add in there, since the day that I was born, I ask you to forgive me for everything
and
I've
every
ever done
future
wrong.
Every future transgression.
And but no, it's just, you know, people don't realize when you have kids, it's not what you think it's going to be when they turn to be teenagers. I remember Zig Ziglar used to say that. He said, I love my kids until they became teenagers. Oh, my goodness. And it's true. Oh, by the way, I'm going to stop on this. The U.S. is approaching a funding crisis because of bonds. This is interesting. Forget the White House. Forget the Treasury. Forget the Fed. The bond market is in the driver's seat. And if bonds don't settle down, either A, the Trump administration will be forced to abandon its trade war, or B, the Fed will be forced to intervene.
Yes.
And these bonds are important. As I wrote in my 2017 best-selling book, the only reason the U.S. has been able to get away with papering over declining living standards for the last 50 years has been because bonds allowed it to happen. With bond yields declining steadily since the early 1980s, the political class, the Fed, were able to issue an ever-increasing amount of debt credit into the financial systems. I'm bringing this up because President Trump has decided he wants to reverse outsourcing, bring back the U.S. manufacturing base, and balance the budget, which can't be done, by the way, and not with the Fed system like the way it is. It's based on the Keynesian economic model. And he's decided that the tool to accomplish all three is tariffs. No, it's not. The only way he's doing this, he's stabilizing the American currency is what he's doing, the dollar, so that we don't lose the reserve status. That's why he's doing this. But I'm going to post this article for you guys to read. It's called Warning the U.S. is Approaching a Funding Crisis. I posted it here last week, but I'm going to do it again so you guys can read it at the healthmasters.com website or teamhealthmasters.com.
Yes, yeah, so you guys know we have the articles on here and on the same thing on the screen on the podcast formula. Be sure to sign up for the updates on the BroerShow.com. Got a lots of new updates we're doing on that. And also, too, if you guys need anything on the Team Health Masters website, lots of different specials, deals, including product of the week with the collagen peptide you see right there and other kits that we have. So be sure to check that out. And you can go right up here to the articles at the top, articles. You can click Daily News. And you have all different articles on here as far as the daily news that we're looking at. And so, again, be sure to check these out and see the different articles that we have going on. You can search the daily news Tuesday, April 15th. It's from yesterday. You can go on, click on there. These are all, I mean, all the stuff, guys. I mean, and I'm going to be honest with you. We don't charge anybody anything for this. I eat all the cost on this. This doesn't take, you know, this isn't free to do this every day, to put all these articles together, to hyperlink them there every single day, to put this stuff in a format you can click on and go right to anything you want. I mean, everything, I mean, you want to look at magnitude earthquake, eight aftershock around South California. We put the links on the website so we make it easier. So, guys, please, thank you for supporting Health Master. Even if you just get your toothpaste or a can of collagen or a bottle of multiple powder, we spend a lot of time and energy to make sure you have access to all this stuff.
Well, what a lot of websites do, and they put their posts, they post advertising all over their websites. They will put these links and they will embed them inside of their own website so you can see the advertising.
Yep.
Okay. We don't do that. This goes directly to the other website, which doesn't
benefit us because we're sitting on another website. Or what a lot of them do now, and I've had this discussion. I talked about it with Dad as far as setting up like a VIP account with Team Health Masters that gets you access to all this and more, and basically having it, you know, a monthly thing, because the amount of time and energy and cash that we're pumping into all this right now, because quite frankly, you see the ads, you see the pop-ups on the website.
There are none.
You see the pop-ups, you see the giant ad placements that I have everybody paying me money to be on the site. I turn down probably 3 to 4 different ad companies a week that I won't allow on my website.
Well, the thing about it is that, you know,
everybody wants to advertise on our website.
Well, Rumble forces us.
Oh yeah, but Rumble's not us. I can't fix Rumble.
So if you get ads going on when you watch, if you don't want to watch any ads, don't go to Rumble. Go to Globalstar and watch the video. You won't see all that. We can't help that. They just do that because we become so large now on Rumble that fast, by the way, that they want us to basically – they want to sell ads on our program, which I don't like that, by the way.
I don't either. I don't like it one bit. No, I can start spending money on Rumble. I can pay for like a premium.
Let's find out what a premium is going to do. Let's do that because I'm tired of the ads and so is everybody else. Oh, by the way, newly released Crossfire Hurricane documents prove that the Obama administration ordered the CIA – to fabricate the Russian Gate hoax to be used as a political coup against Donald Trump. That's pretty
interesting.
I'd like to see the real research on that. But Crossfire Hurricane, that was a pretty big deal. Let's go ahead and try to, you know, do all these lies and lies and more lies. And, you know, it's just sad to me because when you start seeing all this stuff, but here's another one. A declassified CIA file has resurfaced detailing a crazy clash between Soviet military and a UFO. This is an interesting article. Now, whether this is all true or not, I don't know. According to the report, Soviet troops on a training mission in Ukraine, has to be Ukraine, right, observed a low-flying spaceship in the shape of a saucer. One soldier fired a surface-to-air missile hitting the UFO, causing it to crash nearby. That, to me, doesn't seem plausible because of the way they go from an interdimensional flux.
I don't know. Surface-to-air missile's pretty gnarly, bro. SAMs aren't a joke.
I'm just saying if it was in the right flux, it could have happened. The report states it fell to Earth not far away. And then 5 short humanoids with large heads and black eyes emerged from it, you know? So I'm not going to read you the rest of this because I can't prove any of this is true. But could it be true? Yes. We've talked about it in detail. By the way, the Sean Combs sex trafficking trial may be delayed again as the defense fights over evidence at the latest arraignment, more than a month away from the start of the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial. The defense told the federal court on Monday they may file for an adjournment of their much accused client's case.
He's in a RICO case by himself. I mean, there's so much evidence on him, unless they're just going to keep kicking this thing down.
Yeah, but you got to remember, he had direct ties with Epstein, bud.
Oh, he did that. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and so.
That's true. I didn't think about that. They may not want some stuff coming out of it. Because remember, once it goes to trial and the stuff starts going public, they start submitting evidence.
Unless it gets sealed by the judge. But the crazy part is, I mean, you think about it, Pam Bondi was releasing the Epstein files. You talk about quashing something quick.
I talked about a week and a half ago. The latest articles were like 28, 29 days ago. After she released it, FBI redacted it before it got finalized and sent out. She's tried to release it again two different times. Mm-hmm. Zip, zero, not enough. But hey, don't worry. DCF and the federal government's they can track somebody down that left Massachusetts to go to Texas own kids.
Well, when you get into the highest levels of this group that runs the planet, you start finding out that they're involved in some really sick stuff.
And they want everybody to get these shots. And speaking of, this is interesting now, the military has started re-enlisting troops terminated for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I gotta just say the irony of this right now. The irony of this. You know, Operation Warp Speed rolled out in 2020. December 2020, the shot was finalized for human use. Bizarre that actually was rolled out. January, it really rolled out on the market. Also, too, if you guys remember, happened January 6, 2021, that whole incident to cover up what was going on with the shot rolling out. And then you remember they said, if you're in the military, if you don't take this shot, we're going to basically court-martial you out. Mm-hmm. And they were doing it to SEALs. They were doing it to MARSOC. They were doing it to Rangers. They were doing it to everybody, which made no sense to me at all. So I'm like, these guys aren't even exposed to any significant level of COVID threat. They're doing ops over in the sandbox, and you tell them now if they don't get an experimental RNA shot, their 10, 20-year career in the military is going to be over with.
You know, it's interesting.
But, I mean, it was insane what they did to these guys.
There's a movie out. It's called Soldier with Kurt Russell.
Yes.
Good movie.
Actually, a really good movie. It's older.
No, it's probably from the 80s. I mean, Kurt Russell's in great shape.
Yeah.
You know, he's not singing in the Santa Claus movie like he does, but he's in great shape. And what's interesting about it, they're one of their basically genetically engineered troops goes up the chains, this different chains that are hanging down to fight Kurt Russell and two of his other men. Okay. Well, Kurt Russell gouges out the guy's eye.
Remember that?
And so Kurt Russell basically gets knocked out too. So the other two guys' eyes get killed. And so the genetically engineered troop comes down.
Right.
And he's sitting there with his eye gone. And the guy starts screaming at him, says, "Do you realize what you've done? Do you know how much it costs to feed you, to make you, to train you, to keep you? And now you basically have gone, you know, you got one eye. So the only thing you've lost your depth perception. And the only thing you can do right now is walk point, take the first hit."
Yep.
Remember that? Why am I bringing this up? What's the segue here? Here's the segue. You know what it costs to train a SEAL?
Yeah.
And a Ranger? You know how many ops they've got to go on before they get good? You know how many times they have to go under live fire? And they take these guys that are these heavily trained special operators.
Yep.
And they say, "You take the COVID shot, or you may be killed in a theater of battle because of, you know, COVID." You're like, are you kidding me? I dodge bullets all day for a living. I don't need a shot. Well, yes, you do. Well, no, I'm not going to do it. You're fired. Well, we spent $1 million training. It's like taking a dog on F-16 or F-18 pilot or F-22 or F-35 pilot after the millions of dollars in training and turning around and basically saying, "Take the shot or you're out." Yep. What the heck is wrong with the government to do that to their own troops?
Well, none. I watched a podcast, an interview with a guy that basically was one of the leaders as far as in Bud School. He's one of the main, you know, COs over there. And he was talking about how they had a very bad issue when a lot of these guys were getting the COVID shot. Then they were going into Bud's training and they were going to Hell Week. They were having cardiovascular events. They were having doggone going to the hospital and everything else. And he said they had a notable drop and decrease in basically their endurance after they got the shot. They saw it, and they weren't allowed to talk about it when it happened. Weren't allowed to bring it up. And so now they're allowing these guys to come back as far as everybody. I just find the irony is so thick you can almost cut it with a butter knife. I mean, they're now saying, okay, everybody can come back now after you've been terminated for not getting the shot 3 years ago. Okay, so if this is the case, right, this completely and totally negates the entire shot. This means that the shot wasn't necessary. It means the shot didn't work. And it means that anybody at any point in time that was terminated from a job, from the military, any point, should be brought back in. You're saying the military's decided it doesn't matter. We're bringing you back in because you didn't get the shot. I mean, golly, dude, what a charade.
Well, you remember that one movie, Shooter, with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
They had they needed somebody to be a paw fall guy, but they had to find somebody that was highly trained as a sniper.
Yeah.
You know, and I think what was he now? Was he a ranger or what was he, a SEAL?
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
But I remember the UFO, he takes down the guy from the FBI like half a second.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, they're fussing at him. He goes, are you kidding me? This guy's like a highly trained, you know.
I mean, they grabbed his Barrett.
Yeah.
It was the M107, I think he had. And then he puts that round in it when he's in that room. Yeah. He said, I have no fire pin in this gun. All my fire pins come out of my guns after I clean them.
He was a highly trained specialist. And all of a sudden, the guy goes, well, I'm happy that I'm alive after I dealt with this guy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he could have gotten killed so fast. Because remember, these guys aren't trained to stop people in most cases.
No.
They're trained to kill them. And so that's why these guys are highly trained operatives. My respect goes out to them. By the way, here's an article. NATO is a corpse.
Yeah.
I guess like that Nazi general we talk about, dusting them off.
Prop them up.
All that remains is the grotesque performance art of a diplomatic zombie stumbling from summit to summit, mouthing tired cliches about shared values and burden sharing. Even its core strategic logic lies rotting beneath the surface. That's really well written. The Atlantic Alliance, once the steel scaffolding of the Western security, has become a hollow ritual. Its military readiness is an illusion. Its political cohesion is fraying. Its future, if it has one, lies not in revival but in reinvention or replacement. This is not a triumphalist declaration of the Kremlin or the Beijing. It's a sober diagnosis grounded in realism and restraint, and it would be a wake-up call in Washington, Ottawa, Berlin, and beyond. NATO's death was not caused by Donald Trump, though he may soon be its undertaker, nor was it caused by Putin's invasion of Ukraine, though that war has exposed the alliance's hollowness and ways to no war games or communication ever could. The real cause lies in decades of European freeloading. They're absolutely right. America's strategic drift and a foundational lie at the heart of the alliance, the idea that an empire can masquerade as a collective defense pact without consequences. It says, let's start with the numbers. Most NATO members still do not meet the 2% of the GDP defense spending benchmark,
yep,
despite years of promises and performative panic. Canada, which has taken freeloading to an art form, has shown no serious intention of meeting its obligations ever. As I've written elsewhere, Trudeau's empty pledges mask a decaying defense industrial base, a stagnant recruiting system, and the Arctic strategy may have made of snow and sediment. Germany, the economic motor of Europe, still can't find a combat-ready army for more than a few weeks at a time. The Bundeswehr is a shell. Its specialty fund is already mostly spent, and its political class remains addicted to strategic ambiguity and military minimalism. France wants strategic autonomy but lacks the scale that would lead Europe alone. NATO was a joke, and if it wasn't for the United States standing in the gap here and paying for all of the expenses with NATO, NATO wouldn't even be here
anymore.
It wouldn't even exist. I'm going to repost the story so you guys are going to read it. Good story.
This is a one I want to give everybody a heads up on. You know, while last week we were watching the Tariff Theater, the Tariff Theater show with Russia and the United States and the stock market insanity. The end of last week, when everything was haywire, the FDA granted fast-track designation for the RNA bird flu vaccine to be rolled out on the human population.
Unbelievable.
Quietly. Nobody's discussed it, by the way. This has been super, super low-key. The FDA moved last week to fast-track the RNA vaccine candidate for the avian influenza. It sickened 70 people in the United States.
Who's going to be – who at the FDA is going to be leaving now and going to work for these companies? I mean, unbelievable.
Arcturus Therapeutics. So Pfizer didn't get the contract on this one now. They're saying they are fast-tracking from the FDA ARC-22304, which is the designation for the RNA shot. They said the vaccine, which will use, and I quote, self-amplifying RNA technology designed to activate immunization to protect against the disease by influenza as H5N1. It added the shot could be used to address unmet medical needs for the prevention of diseases caused by pandemic influenza as a significant threat. According to the CDC and state health officials, 70 people have contracted it. Now, I can guarantee you, you bet money on this, the CDC, once this thing rolls out, the CDC is going to try to put on the shot schedule again alongside
the flu
shot.
And why hasn't Kennedy got involved in
this?
That's
what I was just about
to ask. He can stop this.
Why is the FDA rolling out an RNA COVID or RNA bird flu shot?
Well, that's right, though. Kennedy's now endorsing the MMR shot. I just covered that a minute ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to think higher of him than that. But this isn't okay. We already seen from the last 5 years what happened with an RNA shot with COVID. We already see why in the world it's been pulled off the market and nobody's even talking about it anymore. Now we're going to roll it out with an avian influenza bird flu shot because 60 people have gotten sick. We're going to roll this out in the general population. Bet you any amount of money on this, and I bet you this can of collagen peptides in the next year, they will roll this out combined with a flu shot. It will be a two-shot. They're going to have the flu shot and the H5N1 RNA shot, just like they do with the DTaP, just like they do the RNA, the MMR. They do this on purpose. They combine these shots together so you can't get them separately.
This is all being focused on older people. Okay, they want to seize the money they have in their retirement accounts and their 401ks. They want to seize
Social Security funds.
They want to stop paying them Social Security. Whoops. We covered this in detail a few weeks ago. That's what this is. This is all about killing everybody over the age of 60.
That's exactly right.
That's what this is. I mean, it's the old people who get the flu shots all the time because they go to their doctor's office and they go, "You have to have a flu shot." I've got a friend of mine right now. Her grandmother was great, totally mentally acute.
Yep.
Got all that mercury from that flu shot. Was loaded with mercury, by the way. Boom. Senile dementia almost immediately.
Well, they're going to do a combined shot. They're going to do an influenza shot with the bird flu shot. Guarantee you they're going to combine them.
And they'll tell the old people, "Hey, do you want to go and get protected from bird flu
while we're doing
the
flu shot? While you're at it, we got a dual shot here now. It's an RNA shot along with this one, and they won't explain
it. It won't cost any more money. We'll take care
of it. Exactly right.
Yeah. We'll have the shot.
I told you guys last summer, I said they're going to try to roll out an RNA shot with this. They're going to do it. They haven't been able to get bird flu to take in the media. It hasn't gone out. They've wiped out 170 million chickens. They still can't get the topic to stick. So now what they're doing is FDA is granting fast track designation. This shot is going to roll out. People aren't even going to know it happened.
Well, the problem with chickens is they're prolific. They breed quickly.
Yeah.
And so you kill a bunch of them. They've all laid a bunch of new eggs. And now all of a sudden you get an egg a day. That chicken duplicates itself 30 times a month.
We just found out. I talked about this the other day with the company that BlackRock owns. They just got busted now. They're getting investigated by the Department of Justice essentially for manipulating markets.
We'll see where that goes. By the way, talking about COVID, New York, which basically is the bad ideas factory state, paid millions. They ordered 247,000 COVID medical devices. 247,000. They used three of them.
Three.
So they have 247,000 COVID medical devices that they have available. That they used three of them, and thought about it.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm sure it was that government money for COVID.
Oh, I know it was.
An audit by the New York State Comptroller's Office is real. The state spent hundreds of millions of dollars on medical equipment that was not used.
The state didn't spend it.
No.
The federal government grant money spent it.
According to the audit, New York paid $452 million, almost half a billion dollars, to purchase these items of durable medical equipment, such as ventilators, CPAP machines. Remember, Donald Trump said, "We're going to start making huge amounts of ventilators."
Yep.
Remember all that?
And, you know, it's funny, if you tie it in deep enough, you'll find the companies that are manufacturing a lot of these ventilators were owned by BlackRock. It's owned by a lot of individuals that were controlled by it.
The audit found that the public health emergency ended and a medical stockpiles steering committee was formed to determine which items should be kept. In other words, they got to dispose of them now. The committee recommended retaining 51,000 of these items and scheduling preventive maintenance for 4,000 of these items. How that left nearly 200,000 items without any clear plan for future use of steps to be discarded.
Well, that was the point. It was the COVID money.
Yeah. Co-auditors noted the Department of Health could not provide documentation explaining how the committee made its decision, making it difficult to evaluate the recommendations. The DOH conducted surveys of the medical community and found its facilities expressing interest in 24,000 items, but few items were distributed. I mean, think about this for a second. I mean,
you know how hard it is to spend $7 trillion? Like that, you can't just spend that much money. It's not easy. I mean, you think people go, "Oh, I got this. I go buy a house here, and I buy a house here, and I buy a house here. I go 10 or 20 houses, and I buy all these cars, and I buy all these jets." Okay. You're at a couple billion. Okay, buy a couple more yachts. Now you're a couple more billion.
You
start going to trillions of dollars.
It's impossible.
You have to literally try to find things to push money out to
other countries. Start buying countries.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you start buying 270,000 ventilators for half a billion. Just stupid stuff.
By the way, secret way China has been strangling Americans before the Trump tariffs. China has been secretly halting exports of a major U.S. commodities in a stealthy attempt to undermine Donald Trump's trade war. While Beijing has matched 125% of the tariffs, basically, many of these things are now hitting the country and hitting the United States. Many of these exports include farm goods, such as beef. These U.S. exports include farm goods, such as beef, poultry, and liquefied natural gas. But maybe they're sending all those killed chickens over there.
Yeah.
These resources are largely produced in red states whose voters are far more likely to be Trump supporters. How about that? So China has basically declined to report this licenses for a lot of these exports over and over and over again, actually stealing from the United States and continuing to basically increase their tariffs, you know, for the products coming into China. So this is crazy. You know, so the sad part about this is China's been doing this crazy stuff against us for years, and they've been strangling us before the Trump's tariffs. So if Donald Trump comes in and says, hey, guess what? You know, if you have a dollar product that you're going to ship to the United States, you know, we're going to charge you $2 an hour, dollar tariff.
Yeah.
Whatever, have fun with all that. Oh, we can't do that. And I love the picture. They had Donald Trump making tennis shoes with J.D. Vance. You see that one?
Yes.
Yeah. They had it was all AI generated.
Donald Trump,
you got three of the top guys making tennis shoes that are coming out of China to show that, you know, are these leaders going to provide you our tennis shoes? Well, here's the thing. We can make our own products. We just have to re-spool the industry.
It's going
to
take a minute.
It's going to take a minute.
Yeah. Also, in other stories, this the common food connection between wrinkles and chronic illness. I'll get into that tomorrow. This is a big article that's talking about different food items and different products that are in there that cause illness and wrinkles.
Are we really going to slam donuts?
I'm not. Well, donuts is just a picture.
You always bake a donut.
Donuts aren't necessarily bad if you make them right, but like Krispy Kreme, they're not the healthiest for you.
I mean, you got to avoid the ones with soybean oil.
That's almost all soybean oil.
Yeah. That's soy.
So, this article going to tomorrow, the common food connection between wrinkles and chronic illness and how you can prevent them. And a lot of that, too, also comes down to the collagen peptides can also prevent those wrinkles.
It's true.
It is true. So that article is a little bit longer. I'm going to get into that tomorrow. I just want to thank you guys for getting this news out there to everyone. I want to thank you for the emails. I had a lot of emails that I was trying to catch up on this week. I appreciate the updates on it. I appreciate the support. If you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. We're continually doing the best we can to provide you not only the best service, the best shipping, the best products, the best content, to bring you guys the best updated news platforms of anybody else on alt media. We don't waste time. We don't have ads. I don't have commercials. And I will talk to Michael Barrett, see if we can get something with Rumble.
It's just enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's may have to spend more money out of the budget on it. I don't know.
But you know,
I've had people complain about it. I get it. I hate commercials, too.
Oh, by the way, I want you to know I prayed for you again last night. And I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. And I just pray that God continues to bless you and keep you, that he allows his face to shine upon you, that he's gracious to you, and he grants you grace, mercy, peace, love, prosperity, companionship all the days of your life, and that you can bring honor and glory to God in all that you do, think, and say. I mean, we all have fallen short of that. We all try to do the best we can in most cases. But the reality is God is there for you, and Jesus is there for you for the days that you can't make it or you can't fill that gap. He does it for you. That's what the whole purpose of the cross was, to bring you back to God through Jesus. Very important that we understand that. And if your show is not talking about the stuff that we talk about that you're watching, if you're watching other shows, ask yourself why. Because quite frankly, you know, a lot of stuff we talk about is not politically correct. But what we try to do is I try not to be partisan. I do, and Austin doesn't either.
No.
You know, I'll say bad things about Germany. I'll say bad things about Russia. I'll say bad things about China. I'll say bad things about Israel. I'll say bad things about all these different countries, and I'll say good things about all these different countries.
Yeah.
And the same thing with the politicians. I have nothing good to say about Biden. He's now on the speaking circuit getting paid to mumble.
I was about to say, what is he even talking about?
Well, they got to geek him up. They got to probably inject him.
Unless they got a clone up.
Unless
there.
They got a body double or a clone.
You know, somebody sent me a video the other day. It was a short video. It was showing how people, they can use masks now with movies. They use all this, you know, masks, like Mission Impossible style. And they said that technology is very real. That's a very real time.
Yeah, I believe
that. Very realistic looking masks where people, it looks just like them.
Sometimes you see like a fold of skin. It's like a mask almost.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying weird stuff. You guys need anything, check out the specials. Also, the Ultimate Morning Energy Kit. You guys know that's one of my favorite stacks. The Fit Food with the purple sticks. And also, too, the collagen peptides on sale for product of the week. Y'all voted. Hit one. Give me your feedback on it. Leave a review. If you guys like the product, please leave your review and let everybody else know what you think of the product. Thank you for your support, my friends. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow, as always.
Love you guys.